Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel Pesach Ben Chava, Harav Meir Kahana, Bari Hoffman, Reuven Hoffman, and Yosef Ben Meir. Donald Trump is being praised for his speech on the murder of the police officers in Dallas, Texas, by Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson is praising Donald Trump's speech. And the left-wing news media are praising Donald Trump's latest speech. You know, when Jesse Jackson and the left-wing media are praising you, you know you've done something bad. This latest reaction by Donald Trump to the terrible events of this past week, the murder of five innocent police officers in Dallas, Texas, the violent attacks on other police officers and other white people in Missouri and Tennessee and in numerous other states, the violent protests by the so-called Black Lives Matter movement, Donald Trump's reaction to all of this has been so terrible and really shows why he is a sellout and he will be no better than Hillary Clinton, if God forbid he's elected president. Let's watch his speech and we'll explain why Jesse Jackson, the left-wing news media, and others on the left are praising what he said. Here's what he said.
The shooting of the 12 police officers in Dallas, Texas, has shaken the soul of our nation. Just a few weeks ago, I met with many of the men and women in the Dallas police force during my visit to Texas. They're not just police officers. They're mothers and fathers, husbands and wives, sons and daughters. And they're all on my mind today. They're on everybody's mind. A brutal attack on our police force is an attack on our country and an attack on our families. We must stand in solidarity with law enforcement, which we must remember is the force between civilization and total chaos. Every American has the right to live in safety and peace. The deaths of Alton Sterling in Louisiana and Philando Castile in Minnesota also make clear how much more work we have to do to make every American feel that their safety is protected. Too many Americans are living in terrible poverty and violence. We need jobs, and we're going to produce those jobs. Racial divisions have gotten worse, not better. Too many headlines flash across our screens every day about the rising crime and rising death tolls in our cities. Now is the time for prayers, love, unity, and leadership. Our children deserve a better future than what we're making them live through today. But to get them there, we must work together and stand together. We will make America safe again.
Donald Trump's speech that you just heard, or his video that he released on this matter that you just watched, is almost identical to the reaction of Hillary Clinton. He compares the brutal, sadistic, premeditated murder of five Dallas, Texas police officers by a vicious black racist. He compares that to blacks being killed when they're resisting arrest, or if they have criminal records and they're resisting arrest and pulling out guns, and police officers kill them in the line of duty, and he's comparing the two situations. In other words, he's justifying the narrative of the racist Black Lives Matter movement, the racist and anti-Semitic Black Lives Matter movement. He's justifying their narrative, which is a narrative built upon lies. Donald Trump is no better than Hillary Clinton. Five innocent police officers in Dallas, Texas, were brutally murdered for doing their jobs, for merely being, as they were required to, at a demonstration held by the Black Lives Matter racists in Dallas. These five police officers were gunned down and murdered. Seven other police officers were also shot by this black racist terrorist. And Donald Trump equates that incident to an incident in which a police officer had to shoot and kill a black a black guy who had a gun on him and was not obeying orders when he was under arrest or when he was about to be placed under arrest. He was not obeying orders and he was not following what the police officer told him to do. And in an incident where the black guy involved in the incident had a very long and terrible criminal record. Now, whether the police overreacted with these blacks or with these blacks that they stopped or not, and I believe that there's a great deal of doubt as to whether or not they did overreact, to compare that situation, to compare that with the brutal premeditated murder of all of these police officers, this brutal terrorist attack by someone who was incited by all of the anti-white and anti-Semitic hatred that is being spewed every day by the news media, by Black Lives Matter, by black politicians, and by politicians, both Democrat and Republican, who continue to tell us that the law enforcement are racist, and the criminal justice system is racist, and everybody's racist, and it's a racist society. Racist society? This is a majority white country that elected a black Muslim as president. They've got the presidency, and they're still saying America's racist. For 50 years, there's an affirmative action program that is everywhere with every company, public and private, everywhere. There's affirmative action where you are required by law to discriminate based on race in favor of black applicants for jobs. You're required to hire blacks. You're not allowed to fire blacks. You're required to promote blacks just because of their race, even if they're less qualified. Even if their test scores are lower than whites. Even if they have less experience than whites. You are required to hire them. And the federal government will come down on you and go after you if you don't. That's the law in the United States. There is institutionalized racism in favor of blacks. And against whites. And against Asians and Jews, because Asians and Jews are people that are groups that succeed way out of proportion to their numbers because they're educated and they're disciplined and they come from good families. And so they're discriminated against. That is true racism. So the racism has actually been in favor of blacks in this country. It's true that the vast majority of criminals in prison for violent crimes are black because blacks commit the vast majority of violent crimes in America. That's just the reality. Just look at the statistics. The majority of murderers in America are black. The majority of rapists in America are black. The vast majority of violent crimes committed in America are committed by blacks. So, of course, they're going to be the majority of people in prison. But the claim that they're treated unfairly because of their race is absolute baloney. Absolute baloney on the just the opposite. Most police officers are walking on eggshells when it comes to blacks. And by the way, you now have many police departments that are majority non-white. Why? They even have hired people who cannot pass the basic tests, police tests, and they hire them anyway. If you're white and you don't pass the test, forget it. You have no chance of getting hired. Even if you're white and you do well on the tests now, you're going to have a hard time getting hired in many cities to the police department. But they hire them just so that they could say the majority of our police force now is not white. And that's true in most major cities now. The majority of the police are not white anymore in most major cities. And still, they're accused of racism. They're accused of racism because basically what Black Lives Matter and Jesse Jackson and the left want, and the news media, what do they want basically? They want black criminals to have a license to do whatever they want and not face arrest and not face any legal consequences. If you arrest someone committing a crime, it's racist. If you arrest a murderer, if you arrest a rapist, if you arrest a burglar, if you arrest somebody committing a crime, you're a racist. That's basically the situation that we're getting into, and that's where we're going. And that's where we're going, and no one will be safe in America. No one will be, it's the end of the United States. No one will be safe in America. And Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are both feeding that narrative, are both supporting that narrative. Donald Trump equates the arrest of black suspects, one of whom had a gun, one of whom had a long criminal record. He equates the police stopping two black suspects that eventually led to them being killed. He equates that to the mass murder of police officers. In other words, he's basically saying that black people have a good reason for not feeling safe, for not being feeling that this, for feeling unsafe in America. Remember what he said? He said they're not feeling safe. We have to make them feel safe. Feel safe? Black people should feel unsafe, not because of police officers. The chance of a white police officer killing a black person in America is very, very small. Infinitesimally small. But the chance of blacks being killed by their fellow blacks is very high. The number one cause of death among young black males is being murdered, slaughtered by other young black males. That is something Donald Trump won't say. He won't say it because it's politically incorrect. He won't say it because he wants to be praised by Jesse Jackson. Donald Trump, who always supported affirmative action. Donald Trump, who gave free office space in his Wall Street building to Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. Donald Trump, who supports Mike Tyson, a convicted rapist, and wanted him to speak at the Republican National Convention, a convicted black Muslim rapist. Tyson, Mike Tyson. Donald Trump, who has the support of the black Hitler, Louis Farrakhan. Farrakhan, who praises Hitler, and Farrakhan, who says all whites are devils. Farrakhan has endorsed Donald Trump and supports Donald Trump for president. And Donald Trump hasn't repudiated his support. The truth is, Donald Trump will not be better than Hillary Clinton. But you can't tell that to the Trumpsters. The Trumpsters want to live in their little fantasy world. They want to believe that he's going to be better. He's not going to be better. He's not going to be better. We know from history already that Republican presidents who push affirmative action, who push this left-wing agenda, like Richard Nixon did with the Philadelphia Plan. Richard Nixon made affirmative action the institutional law of the land. He went far beyond what John F. Kennedy or Lyndon Johnson did in their presidencies. Went far beyond that with the Philadelphia Plan. With the Philadelphia Plan, Richard Nixon ordered all federal agencies to demand that every company hire blacks who are less qualified than whites solely because of their race. That was the Philadelphia Plan. You couldn't do any business with the federal government. You'd get in trouble with the federal government if you didn't discriminate in favor of blacks. That's what Richard Nixon demanded and instituted during his presidency. And other Republican presidents followed up on that and continued with that. Those are facts. So it is not true. It is not true that having a Republican in the White House on racial issues will be better than having a Democrat. That just hasn't played out that way historically, especially someone like Donald Trump, who is a complete sellout, who is worse than prior Republicans, and who is a complete sellout, who all his life was a left-wing Democrat, and is a complete sellout on all of these issues. Of course, we in JTF, the founders of our movement, we are Orthodox Jews, our main issue is not this issue. Our main issue is Israel, because as Jews, we are obligated to fight for Israel and do everything we can for Israel. So our number one issue when we pick a president is the survival of Israel. It should be the number one issue for Gentiles as well, because God's number one issue is Israel. God says he will bless nations that bless Israel, curse nations that curse Israel. So God's number one issue in the Bible, you read the Bible, the number one issue that God brings up over and over again in God's addressing both the Jews and the Gentile nations of the world is Israel. So our number one issue is Israel, and on Israel, Trump is terrible. He wants to give nuclear bombs to Saudi Arabia, wants to give nuclear bombs to South Korea and Japan. He wants Israel to create a so-called Palestinian state. He promises to begin a massive campaign of pressuring Israel to agree to this suicidal agreement as soon as he becomes president. He's going to begin a massive effort to get them to agree to this. He's terrible. Now, Hillary Clinton is also terrible on this issue. Hillary Clinton's an anti-Semite. She's terrible on this issue. They're both terrible. We're in for a nightmare. So whether it's the issue of Israel, or whether it's the issue of black police, of blacks killing police officers, black murderers killing police officers in the United States. Whatever the issue is, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are both terrible. They're both terrible for the future of the United States. That's just reality. Electing either one of them is not going to help the situation. The situation is going to get worse during the next 4 years. So, that's where we stand. I know this isn't a pleasant message. Sometimes the truth isn't pleasant, but we have to face the truth. We have to tell the truth, whether it's popular or unpopular. JTF tells the truth even when it's unpopular, even when it hurts our movement. We will tell the truth and stand for the truth, because that's what we should be doing as Jews and righteous Gentiles. We need your help. We need your help to wake up the people of America and to wake up the people of Israel, to spread this message as much as possible. In Israel, just this past week, you know, we again have been putting up videos and spreading messages, trying to wake the people of Israel up, and again helping the Jews in Judea and Samaria, the Jewish heroes in Judea and Samaria. That's something JTF does in our Hebrew movement. Very, very important that we have help, as much help as possible, in order to be able to do that. And here in the United States, you're hearing a message of truth in the presidential election that must be told. This election is an election in which we don't have a choice. There is no one running that is worthy of support. No one. In 2020, we hope to be supporting Ted Cruz for president again. He would be a great president. But until then, we're stuck. We're stuck with two very bad choices, and it's not true that Trump would be better than Clinton. In fact, on many issues, Trump is worse than Clinton on many of the issues. There are some issues where she's worse than him, and there are many issues where he's worse than her. If you agree that JTF's message has to be heard, if you agree that we have to help the Jewish heroes in Judea and Samaria and the families of Jews who have been unjustly put in prison in the land of Israel for defending themselves, if you agree that we have to stand up for the truth when it's popular and when it's unpopular, if you agree, then join with us. We need your prayers. We need you to be active on our main page. We need you to help promote our Hebrew and English videos. And we need your financial support. Checks, money orders, cash donations sent to our post office box make a big difference. If you prefer, you can also donate online using your credit card. You can go to our PayPal account, which is on our Hebrew main page. Our Hebrew main page is hayamin.org. That's our on top on our Hebrew main page on hayamin.org. There's a donate button in English. It's the only, probably the only word in English on the whole Hebrew page. The rest of the page is in Hebrew. But on top, there's a, you see the word donate in English. You click on that, and a couple of minutes, you can very conveniently donate. Whether you do it online, whether you do it by sending us your support to our post office box, your support is greatly appreciated and does make a big difference. Let's fight together as a team. Together, if we tell the truth, eventually, the light of the truth will win. We'll win the day. We will win the battle if we tell the truth. And if we're honest, eventually, someday, the truth will be known and those who tell the truth will be proven right. Until next week for JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.